So until now we discussed the halachais of a kasher lulav, kasher adas, kasher rava, but how many of each do you need? Zakt Mishnah. Rabbi Yishmael says the mitzvah of netilas lulav, the mitzvah of the four minim, is to have as follows: shloisha hadasim, three hadasim. That's learned from the fact that the Torah describes hadasim with three words, anaf eitz avais. Ushtei aravais, the Torah describes aravais with the lashon of arvei nachal, lashon rabim, so it's mashma that there are two. Lulav echad, one lulav, that's learned from the fact that when the Torah says kapis tamarim, kapas is spelled without a vav, kapas. So we read it kapais, but it's spelled kapas. V'yesrug echad, because the Torah says pri eitz hadar, one peri. Now the Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Yishmael reversed himself. Although originally he held you had to have three hadasim, Alamaisi holds it's enough to have one hadas. And therefore Rabbi Shmuel now turns around and explains, when it comes to the hadasim, afilu shnayim ketumim. Even if two out of the three hadasim have their heads chopped off, they broke off, the echad einu katim, and only one remains complete, your yaitzi yachayv. And the reason your yaitzi yachayv is because you only need one. Rashi explains, you don't have to take two that are chopped off and one whole one. You can take just one whole one. The Ritva and the Ranan hold, however, that Enachanami Me'ikar Adin your Yaitzah with only one, but for Hidr Mitzah there should be three. That's what Rabbi Shmuel means, that two out of the three can be Ketumim because they're only there as an extra Hidr. But one has to be whole. Rabbi Tarfon says, Afila Shloshtan Ketumim. Even if all three have their heads cracked off, it's kosher. Rav Tarfon holds like Rabbi Yishmael that you have to have three, or the way Rabbi Yishmael held to start with, and that's necessary min ha-Torah. But he argues on the previous Mishnah that says that Hadas HaKotim is possible. Rabbi Tarfon holds, being that the leaves of the Hadas cover the top of the stem where it's cracked off and you don't see it, it's still called Hadar. And that's the reason that Rav Tarfon holds that Afilu Shloshtan Ketumim, even if all three have their stems cut off a little bit, it's still kosher. Now, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shmuel, after Rabbi Shmuel changed his mind, that it's enough to have one hadas. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, Keshem shel lulav echad v'yesrig echad, just like we have only one lulav and one esrig, kach hadas echad v'arava achas. We take only one hadas and one arava. All dalet minim are compared one to another in the same pasuk. And therefore, the Bekiva says, what's true for the lulav and the esrig is true for the hadas and the arava. But this one hadas, according to Rabbi Kiva, has to be whole. It can't be katam. What about the fact that we said it says arve loshen rabim by arve nachal? According to Rabbi Kiva, from that pasuk we learn that there can be different types of aravas. Some that grow by the water, some that don't grow by the water. But that pasuk is not teaching us the amount of aravas you have to bring. Okay, so lemaisa, there are four shittas about hadasim in our Mishnah. According to the first Rabbi Yishmael, you need three whole hadasim. According to Rabbi Yishmael, after the Chazara, after he reversed himself, you need one whole hadas, and perhaps two more, just lemitza, but the two more could be ketumen. But even with one, you're yitz. According to Reb Tarfon, you need three, but all three can be ketumen. Reb Tarfon holds being that the leaves cover the stem anyway. It's not a problem if the top of the stem was cut off. According to Rabbi Akiva, only one hadas, but it has to be a whole hadas.